When you think, what shall I send? You end up creating filler content, generic tips because someone told you to provide value, random observations because you need to send something, content about whatever's on your mind rather than what your audience needs to hear. When you think, what would help these specific people? Everything becomes clearer. You consider their daily frustrations, their current challenges, their questions that are keeping them awake at 3 a.m. You write emails that feel personal and relevant, not like mass broadcasts. In fact, the most engaging emails don't feel like newsletters at all. They feel like messages from a colleague or friend who truly understands what you're going through. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. You've built your email list. Whether you've been following the strategies from our current Marketing That Gets Results series, or you implemented the tactics from episodes 13 and 14, where we explored adding 1,000 email subscribers without paying for ads, you've got those subscribers flowing in. You're feeling quite pleased with yourself, and rightly so. Then, the morning of newsletter day rolls around. You sit down to write your weekly email newsletter and panic sets in. What do I actually write when I'm not selling anything? And that's when most business owners either freeze completely or fall into one of two deadly traps. Trap number one, sending random tips and tricks emails that feel like you're just filling space. Trap number two, only emailing when you're launching, which trains your audience to brace themselves for a sales pitch every time they see your name. Both approaches kill relationships faster than you can say unsubscribe. But what if your subscribers genuinely got excited when they saw your emails? What if they started forwarding them to friends and colleagues? What if your regular emails became the thing that made people think of you first when they needed help? That's what we're exploring today. How to nurture your email list so effectively that your subscribers become your biggest advocates and you don't lose people through unsubscribes. We'll cover how you can turn those hard-won names on your email list into your most valuable business asset. Before we dive in, if you're thinking, yes, I need help with exactly this, join us at Marketing Mondays. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we tackle these practical challenges together, including how to write emails that your audience actually want to receive. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. These sessions are free until the end of September, so make the most of them while you can. When it comes to email, most business owners have a broadcaster's mindset. They think, what shall I send to my list today? Instead of, what would actually help the specific people who've trusted me with their email address? That shift in thinking needs to happen to make your marketing truly effective. When you think, what shall I send? You end up creating filler content, generic tips because someone told you to provide value, random observations because you need to send something, content about whatever's on your mind rather than what your audience needs to hear. When you think, what would help these specific people? Everything becomes clearer. You consider their daily frustrations, their current challenges, their questions that are keeping them awake at 3 a.m. You write emails that feel personal and relevant, not like mass broadcasts. In fact, the most engaging emails don't feel like newsletters at all. They feel like messages from a colleague or friend who truly understands what you're going through. Think about the emails you actually open and read every week. They're probably not the ones with the cleverest subject lines or the fanciest graphics. They're the ones that consistently help you do your job better, understand your industry more clearly, or solve problems you're actually facing. This is what keeps people coming back. Consistency, relevance, and genuine helpfulness. Not perfection, not constant promotion, not even groundbreaking insights every single week. Simply reliable value that makes people's lives a bit easier. After years of testing different approaches, both in my own businesses and with hundreds of clients, I've discovered that the most effective ongoing email strategy uses four types of emails. These aren't rigid rules. They're flexible approaches you can adapt to your business and personality. Instead of staring at a blank screen wondering what to write, you'll have four proven approaches that consistently create value. The first type is what I call the observation email. This is where you share what you're noticing in your industry, trends you're spotting, or connections you're making that might not be obvious to others. These emails work because they position you as someone who's actively engaged in your field, not simply repeating information that everyone already knows. You're sharing your professional perspective on what's happening right now. You might notice that three different clients have asked about the same challenge this month. That becomes an email exploring why this issue is becoming more common and what it means for your audience. Or you observe a strategy that everyone's discussing that is not actually working for service-based businesses, despite working well for product companies. That observation becomes an email about why context matters more than tactics. Effective observation emails are specific. Instead of "social media marketing is changing," you might write, "I've noticed that service-based business owners getting the best LinkedIn results are doing this one thing differently to everyone else." These emails don't need to be revolutionary. They need to be thoughtful and relevant to your audience's current situation. The second type is the solution email. This is where you directly address questions, challenges, or problems your audience is dealing with right now. Solution emails provide immediate help rather than theoretical knowledge. They're the emails people look to bookmark because they know they'll need them again. These types of emails often start with, "I've been getting questions about," or "several clients have struggled with," or "I've noticed people are confused about." The content might be a step-by-step approach to a common problem, a quick framework for making difficult decisions, or clarification on something that's causing confusion in your industry. If you're a business coach, you might write about handling that conversation when a potential client says your prices are too high. If you're a marketing consultant, you might address, "How do I know my content's actually working?" Solution emails work because of their immediate practicality. People read them and think, "I can use this today." The third type is the experience email. This is where you share your experiences, lessons learned, behind-the-scene moments, or client successes that illustrate broader principles. Experience emails work because we're naturally drawn to stories. We remember narratives much better than abstract advice. So when you share how you overcame a challenge, people connect with both the struggle and the solution. These emails might explore what you learned from a project that didn't go according to plan, how a client achieved unexpected results, or how you made a difficult business decision. Every experience email needs a clear takeaway that's relevant to your audience. You're not simply sharing for entertainment, you're using your experience to help others navigate similar situations. You might tell the story of a client who was terrified of networking but built valuable relationships through strategic online engagement. The story illustrates that relationship building doesn't require traditional networking events and that you can do it in a way that suits you and your business. Or you might share your experience of changing your pricing strategy, including what you learned and how it affected your business. The story provides practical pricing insights that your audience can apply immediately. The fourth email is the curated newsletter. This is where you become a trusted filter for industry information, sharing what's trending, what's important, and what your audience needs to know to stay ahead. This approach works brilliantly because today we're all busy, we're all drowning in information. Your subscribers don't have time to stay on top of every industry development, every new strategy, every important announcement. When you do that work for them and present the most relevant insights with your unique perspective, you become incredibly valuable and a trusted source. My newsletter, The Spotlight, follows exactly this approach. Every Tuesday, I share simple strategies you can implement that week. What's trending in marketing, behind-the-scenes looks at brilliant campaigns, and insights from working with my clients in the Enjoy Marketing Agency. It's designed for busy entrepreneurs. 5 minutes to read, strategies that last. The key to effective curated newsletters is being ruthlessly selective. You're not sharing everything you've seen. You're sharing only what will genuinely help your specific audience. You're also adding your own perspective on why each item matters, why you've included it, and how it applies to their situation. If you want to see this approach in action, make sure you're subscribed to The Spotlight at nikkihutchison.com/the-spotlight. You'll get actionable marketing strategies and insider insights every Tuesday designed specifically for ambitious entrepreneurs who want real results. Building genuine anticipation for your content is what actually gets people to open your emails. When people consistently receive emails that help them, they start looking forward to your messages. The anticipation comes from reliability and relevance. You email regularly, not sporadically. Your content addresses real challenges, not imaginary problems. You maintain a consistent voice people come to trust. The opening of your email is crucial. You have about 3 seconds or less to convince someone that reading this will be worth their time. Start with something immediately relevant to their situation or a question that makes them want to hear the answer. Pique their curiosity. My email subject line that's resulted in our highest ever open rate was, "The government doesn't want you to read my emails." Once inside, I explained that we had been kept so busy by the campaign we were running for government agency, the UK Space Agency, that we hadn't managed to send our newsletter for a few weeks. Can you see why that subject line worked? It didn't quite make sense until you opened it up to understand inside the email what happened. It sounded serious, and yet once inside, it became clear it was simply a lighthearted, fun way to encourage opens. It also built authority, demonstrating the caliber of clients that we work with in our agency. Most business owners don't realize this about email marketing, that done well, it becomes your most effective referral generation system. People who receive consistently valuable emails don't just become clients themselves, they become advocates who actively recommend you to others. I've even had the spotlight recommended by connections on LinkedIn because they found it so valuable, they couldn't help but share, and credit, which is always appreciated. This happens because regular helpful emails create reciprocity. When someone consistently provides value, we naturally want to give something back. For email subscribers, that often means referring potential clients. But this only works if your emails are genuinely valuable, not purely promotional. When someone forwards your email saying, "You need to read this," that's infinitely more valuable than paid advertising. To create this referral effect, your emails need to be worth sharing, of course. They should contain insights, solutions, or perspectives that people want to pass along to others they know would benefit. Consider including a line that says, "Know someone who might find this helpful? Forward them this email," when you've shared something particularly valuable. Some of my email growth has come through email forwards from existing subscribers, which leads to new signups. The most sustainable approach is establishing a rhythm you can maintain consistently. This isn't about perfection, it's about reliability. Start with one email per week, sent on the same day. You can even aim for roughly the same time if you want to. This creates expectation and habit. Your audience knows when to expect your email, increasing the likelihood they will open it. Choose a schedule you can realistically maintain, then stick to it. Your audience will adapt. The specific day matters less than the consistency. I know what you're thinking. Won't people get tired of hearing from me if I'm always in their inbox, even when I'm not launching? The opposite is true. When you consistently demonstrate expertise through helpful emails, you build authority and trust that makes people more likely to buy when they're ready, not when you're ready to sell. When you consistently demonstrate expertise through helpful emails, you build authority and trust that makes people more likely to buy when they're ready, not when you're ready to sell. This approach does require patience, but will create much stronger business relationships. Instead of convincing people to buy, you build such strong expertise and trust that buying becomes obvious when they need your services. Your emails need to solve smaller problems that demonstrate your ability to solve bigger ones. Help someone improve their networking through a valuable email, and they'll naturally think of you when they need comprehensive business support. Now, there are some mistakes that will absolutely kill your email engagement. Only emailing when you have something to sell trains your audience to expect sales pitches, making them less likely to open your emails over time. Instead, maintain these regular communications that we've been discussing, providing value regardless of anything you're selling. Sending emails that could have been written by anyone in your industry does not build relationships or authority. Generic tips and rehashed advice won't cut it. Your emails should reflect your unique perspective and experience. Trying to cover too much in one email will overwhelm your readers. Focus on one main idea, explore it thoroughly, and then let people implement it before moving on. Inconsistent sending confuses your audience and breaks the rhythm you're working so hard to establish. Emailing 3 times in a week and then disappearing for a month will kill your momentum. Most business owners focus on the wrong email metrics. Open rates and click-through rates are interesting, but they don't tell you whether your emails are building your business. The metrics that really matter are harder to measure, but more important. Are people mentioning your emails in conversations? Are they forwarding them? Are they referencing your email content when they contact you about working together? These qualitative measures tell you whether your emails are creating relationships that lead to business growth. When someone says, "I loved what you shared about pricing strategy in last week's email," you know your content is having an impact. Pay attention to the responses your emails generate. Are people replying with questions, insights, their own stories, or inquiries? This type of engagement indicates your emails are starting conversations, not just delivering information. Choose your weekly email day and time if you want to. Block this out in your calendar like any important business meeting and get those emails written and sent. Decide which type of email you'll send this week. Observation, solution, experience, or curated newsletter. Having these 4 options makes content creation much easier. Identify one specific challenge, observation, or experience that will genuinely help your ideal clients. Focus on something immediate and practical rather than theoretical. Write your email as if you're writing to one specific person who needs this information. This creates a really personal tone that makes emails feel like conversations, not broadcasts. Include one clear next step, but make it helpful rather than sales-focused. This might be inviting questions, suggesting they share the email with someone who might benefit, or pointing them to another of your relevant resources. This approach gets easier over time. As you develop your rhythm and voice, creating valuable emails becomes as natural as having conversations. Your email list becomes a community of people who know, like, and trust you. They understand how you think, appreciate your perspective, and feel connected to your business journey. When they need help with the thing you provide, you're the obvious choice. Most importantly, you'll genuinely enjoy email marketing because you're having real conversations with real people rather than sending messages no one responds to. If you want my help to develop your email strategy, join me at Marketing Mondays. We work through these practical challenges together, and implementation becomes much easier when you're not doing it alone. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. But remember, these sessions are only free until the end of September. Thanks for joining me today for From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back again next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, remember, your email list is not a broadcasting platform. It's a relationship-building tool. When you use it to consistently help rather than constantly sell, people respond to your business completely differently. For now, take care and keep marketing.